AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is wrapping up his 9-day overseas trip in Malaysia this morning. At a news conference, which is underway in Kuala Lumpur, Obama said the U.S. and its allies will defeat the Islamic State group and put an end to its reign of terror. Threatening letters from the Taliban, once tantamount to a death sentence, are now being forged and sold to Afghans who want to start a new life in Europe. The Obama administration is assuring governors that refugees who come to the U.S. and its resettlement program undergo a rigorous security vetting process, even if they are fleeing from Syria.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson have sent letters to all state and territorial governors and the mayor of Washington, D.C., outlining the vetting process. After the recent terror attacks in Paris, several governors vowed to block efforts to resettle Syrian refugees in the U.S. for fear their ranks would be infiltrated by Islamic State militants. In the House, lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to put up high hurdles for Syrian and Iraqi refugees. The administration counters the vetting process is thorough and can take nearly 3 years. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Police dogs trained to detect explosives are searching a Turkish airliner bound from New York City to Istanbul. It was forced to divert during the night to Halifax, Nova Scotia. No bomb was found on an Air France flight from Washington, D.C. to Istanbul that was forced to divert to Halifax last Tuesday. Voters in Louisiana have elected a Democratic governor, an upset victory for State Representative John Bel Edwards in a conservative state. Edwards told supporters in New Orleans last night voters believed he could offer them a brighter future. David Vitter says he will not run for re-election, having been beaten. This is AP Radio News. Mother Nature has gotten a jump on Old Man Winter in the Midwest. A storm dumped up to 20 inches of snow on some parts of Wisconsin Saturday. Paula Fader says roads were so slick in Michigan, she and her boyfriend scrub plans to meet members of her family.
We got on the freeway thinking everything was going to be fine. It was just the first snow of the season. And within 5 minutes, we saw one car accident and decided to turn around pretty soon after that. Saw five more car accidents on the way home.
Temperatures, now that the snow has moved on to Canada, have dropped to the single digits. 32 American men and women have been chosen as Rhodes Scholars. The winners include a member of the U.S. National Rowing Team and University of Pennsylvania and a student at Millsaps College in Mississippi. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.